Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moab Daily Power-Up Call. Great to be with you on a Thursday morning. Closing down another big week here in the Moab community, and grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Always a privilege and an honor. And as I like to do each week, I want to send you off into the weekend with something to contemplate, something to chew on, something to reflect upon, perhaps even write down in your journal and give a deeper thought. Something that, to me, I believe has been a key and essential part to my success, both as an aviator and as an entrepreneur, and that is vigilance. Vigilance. It's that ability to maintain attention and alertness over prolonged periods of time, the ability to keep our eyes wide open, to keep our head on a swivel, to be listening and sensing the world around us, to be able to look for those differences, those things that may be opportunities, may be shiny objects, or may be threats. Complacency, on the other hand, complacency is the opposite of vigilance. Think of it this way. If you're on a long road trip, you're excited, you're headed somewhere that you can't wait, maybe it's vacation, maybe it's a destination, maybe it's go to visit some friends, family, somebody that you love, something you're excited about, a concert, whatever the thing is, you're setting off on a very long trip. You get behind the wheel, you start the engine, you back out of the driveway, you hit the freeway, you're on the open road, you're ready to roll. You're excited, right? Of course you're vigilant. Of course you're paying attention. But over time, as the miles start to tick away, the odometer starts to grow, the sun starts to set, pretty soon the eyelids start to get heavy, you start to fall asleep behind the wheel. Guess what? That is not just a metaphor. It actually happens sometimes to us on our path to greatness, a little bit like I was talking about yesterday. It happens to us on that drive that we're on as we go to build our dream. Self-satisfaction, especially when accompanied with the sort of unawareness, if you will, of actual dangers or deficiencies, that starts to create that feeling of contentment. We start saying to ourselves, yeah, I've accomplished this, and I'm okay with that. There's an old saying by Robin Sharma that nothing fails like success, and it's so important. We've got to be very careful about these things. Complacency can actually crush us. And sometimes it happens because we become satisfied. We become full. We satiate our hunger. We satiate our thirst. And now, what other drive is there? Why would we go out there and go for it? Interestingly, there's a lot of science behind the fact that, you know, having a constantly positive attitude or sitting back with vision boards, this will actually create complacency because your brain doesn't necessarily know the difference. In fact, what's crazy, you've probably heard me say this many times, I'm somebody who's not necessarily a proponent. In fact, I'm the opposite of the movie and then, of course, the book The Secret. Interesting twist of fate there, how one started and the other one finished, is that The Secret teaches you, oh, you should visualize things. Because your brain doesn't know the difference, and all of a sudden you start to act as if. Well, guess what? Science actually shows that's not the case. It's actually the reverse. You get a sense of comfort, a sense of security. You get the feel goods, and all of a sudden what happens? Your blood pressure drops. And what happens next is you become complacent. You start to fall asleep at the wheel, metaphorically speaking. It doesn't happen all at once. It's not like somebody shoots you in the back of the neck with a dart, a tranquil laser dart. No, it doesn't work like that. It's a slow, steady decay of your motivation, a slow, steady decay of your drive over time. You see, complacency breeds mediocrity, and mediocrity is the death of success and the death of excellence. We have to be constantly vigilant, constantly aware. It's a far greater enemy than failure. Failure, actually, believe it or not, will motivate you more than the concept of utter bliss and success. When we start to think of nothing but good things, we take our foot off the gas pedal. We think, I'm already halfway there. This isn't so bad after all. But when we think about the possibility of the floor caving in underneath us, all of a sudden we pay close attention. We're vigilant. If we think there's a threat at the door, we're vigilant. If we think everything's hunky-dory, we got nothing but, you know, blue skies ahead of us, it's very easy to become complacent. Complacency keeps us in our comfort zone. Complacency keeps us from doing what we know we need to do to move forward. I want you to think about this. when you stay vigilant, you keep the target in view. When you stay vigilant, you stay committed to the stuff you know you need to do. I teach something called the Power Five. Five focused and prioritized actions you take each and every single day. And they're meant to keep you on your game. They're meant to keep you sharp. They're meant to keep you moving forward, because if you don't, that's when you start to recede. That's when the foot becomes light on the gas pedal. That's when all of a sudden we start to take things for granted. We start to say, tomorrow, I'll get to it tomorrow. Hey, you know what? That extra rep or that extra set of workout, I'm not going to do it today. I'm a little sore, not really feeling it. I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to take a little bit of downtime, a little me time. And while all of that is fine, and while there's nothing wrong with it, that actually adds to the seduction, doesn't it? It actually adds to it being okay for us to become complacent, to get a little sleepy, a little drowsy behind the wheel. But if we stay vigilant, we keep the target in view. We commit to doing the things we know we have to do every day. We take daily assessments of how we're progressing so that we can be honest with ourselves, so that we can be objective and say, listen, am I doing the work I know I need to do to build this business on a daily basis? Or am I part-timing it? Because if you're getting part-time results, look at your actions. Now, if you're crushing it, if you're showing up every single day, then maybe there's a delay in your greatness, a little bit like we talked about this week. But that's where you seek out the counsel. That's where you reach out to a mentor or a coach and say, listen, this is what I've been doing. Here's my track record for the actions I've been taking. You can see the consistency. You can see the intensity. You can see that I'm on purpose. And for whatever reason, the results aren't showing up. And that person, with their wisdom, with their experience, can guide you. They can tell you, hey, listen, stick with it. Or here's a little bit of a tweak that I might suggest. Tweak that and take another assessment in a week. So important to stay vigilant. So important that if you want to stay vigilant, it comes from taking the right, the action that, with the target in view, committing to it on a daily basis, doing regular assessments, seeking out the counsel of somebody who's been that path, and asking the questions. Here, I'm going to give you some important questions to ask yourself this weekend. I want you to take a little bit of time and ask yourself, am I being vigilant or am I becoming complacent? And here's how you can figure out. Really simple little quiz to give yourself. Number one, ask yourself this question. How can I do this better? This, of course, being the dream that you're working on, whether it's your fitness, your finances, your business, your family, whatever it is, how can I do this better? Give yourself an opportunity to just reflect on that question. Whatever comes naturally to you, don't force the answer, don't force the words onto the paper, but really think earnestly about it. Give yourself an opportunity to be vulnerable, to be open, and listen to what comes up. Next question, is this my best? Meaning, are the efforts that you're giving, are they your best efforts? Or could you do more? Now, I gotta warn you here. This is not an opportunity. This is not the license for you to be hard on yourself, to beat yourself up and say, oh man, I'm so bad, I could do better, but I just don't want it bad enough. No. That's not what we're talking about. The question is to be open and honest with yourself, to be objective and say, am I doing my best work, or is it possible for me to dial it up? Chances are the answer is yes. You could probably dial it up a little bit. Nothing wrong with that. No sin in that whatsoever, as long as you're honest with yourself, as long as you're willing to accept that and say, okay, cool, I know I could do better, and therefore I will. Third question, am I committed? Now, this is tough. This might be something you got to talk with somebody like a mentor, somebody that you can trust. Because if the question is, am I committed? You might be committed on the surface level. It might be easy to roll off the tongue. It might be that thing that you're easily type out on some Facebook post. Yeah, I'm hustling, baby. I'm committed. Are you? You might be able to have that, and that's fine. But get past the ego part and go to the soul. Ask your soul, am I committed? If the answer comes back no, it doesn't mean that you should wash out and quit. It doesn't mean the dream isn't meant for you. It just means, hey, now I have an awareness that I need to be more committed to this. Sometimes I ask the question, am I committed, and I come up with the answer no. Not necessarily what I want to hear, but damn it, sometimes it's what I need. And so that's the chance to dial it up. That's the chance to shift to that next gear, or maybe to downshift to get the RPM back up so that you can shift back up and get yourself back on track. Fourth question, am I focused? Oh, man. Listen, be as honest as yourself with yourself as you can on all these questions, but especially this one, because chances are you're not focused enough. And that's not an indictment. It doesn't mean you're not good enough. It doesn't mean you're not smart enough. It doesn't mean anything. It means if you're not committed, or if you're not focused enough, it's your opportunity to fix that. I teach people focus in my course, Flight School to Success, because it's so important. It's the first thing we talk about. The very first module is on focus. Why? Because that is the master step. If you want to be great at anything, I don't care what it is, it comes down to focus. The ability to concentrate, the ability to block out all the distractions, the ability to do your best work, your deep work, and to show up with it with consistency. And finally, am I in alignment with my why? It doesn't have to be pretty. It doesn't have to be your, quote, passion. It doesn't have to be your bliss. Sometimes you do things you just don't love to do. But the question is, are you doing things you don't love to do because they're in alignment with your big why? There are certain things I can't stand doing. I just don't love doing. But a lot of times they're in alignment with my why. I don't love doing burpees. If you don't know what a burpee is, look it up. I don't love doing burpees, but I do them. Why? Because it's in alignment with my why. My why is to be my best physical fit self. It's not my only why, but it's part of my why. My best why, to be the best version of myself, I know I have to be as fit as I can be, and I know that doing those damn burpees gets me there. So listen, you might do things that suck. It's part of life. It's part of greatness. It's part of mastery. There are times where you're going to do the things that absolutely, positively are no fun. They're not great. They're not glamorous. They don't look great on an Instagram post, and nobody on earth would want to read about it on your Facebook page. But you still got to show up and do them. The question, though, is, are those things that you wouldn't necessarily brag about in alignment with your why? Hopefully they are. Doing laundry is not in alignment with your why, but if it takes care of your family and your family is a big part of your why, then you got to do laundry. Are you going to post about it on Facebook? Probably not. But you got to do it. Sometimes it sucks. Doing your taxes, is it in alignment with your why? Probably. If your business, if you are running your business and you're running it like a business owner, doing your taxes might suck. Even if you hand it off to H&R Block or some other company, listen, if you got to do it, you got to do it, because it will get you where you want to go with your business. When I was starting off in business, I had a mentor, somebody I used to refer to as my rich dad. If you follow the analogy of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, if you know the name of the book, he was kind of like a mentor that taught me how to think like a prosperous person, how to think with a prosperity consciousness, how to think like a professional, not a dreamer, not a wannabe, not some vision board addicted junkie, but somebody who was actually doing what the work, that the actual rubber meat in the road type of work. And he had a great quote, or a great sort of philosophy on life. He said, I'm grateful, but I'm not content. What that means is that he could look at any part of his life and say, hey, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for my money. I'm grateful for my business, but I'm not content. I know I could do better. I know I could push the edge of the envelope. Those five questions I challenge you with, how can I do this better? Is this my best? Am I committed? Am I focused? And am I in alignment with my why? Those five questions will help you get to a place where you are grateful but not content, where you have the gratitude for what you have, but you say to yourself, I'm going to continue to push the edge of the envelope. I'm not going to allow myself to become complacent. I'm going to be ever vigilant in my money, my time, my relationships. I'm going to be ever vigilant with my thoughts, with my health, with the things that actually help me live a better life. Being vigilant is hard work. Being vigilant is a 24/7, 365 commitment. Being vigilant is reserved for those folks who are serious about taking their game to the highest level they can. Being grateful but not content, saying, I will show up with what I have today. I'm not going to disparage it. I'm not going to say why. Why not more? Why not better? I should have been here longer ago. I should be further along by now. Not like that. Grateful says, I'm grateful for who I am, and I'm still got a ways to go. I'm a work in progress. When you can have that kind of an attitude, my friend, when you can show up with it with that level of passion, with that level of intensity, but also that level of gratitude, everything shifts. You will be vigilant. You'll show up to it and say, I'm not going to allow myself to fall asleep behind the wheel. I'm not going to allow myself to become complacent, to become lazy, to become okay with mediocrity, to just accept things as they are. It's a great way to recalibrate so that you can show up and give your best stuff every single day. So consider that this weekend as you go off and do the things you love to do. Consider that as you spend time doing those things with the people you love. Consider that and come back on Monday refreshed, recharged, and ready to kick ass. And I will be here waiting for you, my friends. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you on Monday. Have an amazing weekend.